Let's dive into a world where our bodies reveal more than we realize. What if I told you your neck, in its everyday movements, could hold the key to understanding your daily habits? It might sound unusual, but researchers are exploring how tracking something as subtle as swallowing could provide profound insights.
It's a fascinating departure from conventional activity recognition.
We often think of fitness trackers monitoring our steps or heart rate, but this research, presented at UBComp 2013, a prominent computing conference, focuses on the neck as an unexpected data source.
The neck is a clever choice. Think about it. It's involved in so many of our daily actions, from basic things such as eating and drinking to more complex actions such as talking or even just moving our heads.
So how does this neck tracking technology actually work? What did the researchers create?
They developed a special kind of neck band. It's made from a flexible, comfortable material, almost like a collar, and it's fitted with four sensors. These sensors are designed to pick up on changes in the shape and composition of your neck, especially during swallowing.
This isn't about tracking every single head movement, though, right? The real focus here is on these subtle swallowing motions to try to build a bigger picture of our behavior.
You've hit the nail on the head. The paper argues that while capturing every individual swallow in real-life situations is difficult, the frequency and timing of our swallows tell a story. They call this the statistical distribution of swallowing, and it forms the core of their work. Imagine, for instance, the difference in your swallowing patterns when you're having a full meal compared to when you're just sipping on a cup of tea.
Logically, you're going to swallow more often while eating a meal than if you're just taking occasional sips of water.
Exactly. And by studying these variations in frequency and timing, they could start to differentiate between different activities.
So we have this unique neck band. It's detecting these swallow patterns. But how does it actually collect and interpret all that data? I imagine there's some complex algorithms involved.
You're thinking along the right lines. The data processing is where things get even more intriguing. The sensors, cleverly positioned on the neck band, collect data at a remarkable 25 times per second. That raw data then goes through a three-step analysis process.
Could you walk us through those steps? What's the first hurdle in making sense of this continuous stream of signals?
The initial challenge is to actually identify those individual swallows within the data. To do this, they created a personalized swallow model for each participant. Think of it as a unique baseline reflecting that person's typical swallow. They then used a classifier, much like a fingerprint identifies an individual, to spot potential swallow events within the data.
So they essentially taught the system to recognize each person's unique swallowing fingerprint.
What a great way to put it. Once they had mastered the art of recognizing individual swallows, they could move on to the next phase of analysis.
And that would be?
Analyzing short periods, specifically 1.5-minute windows, to determine the swallow rate and the pauses between swallows. Then they classify those windows into different activity categories.
It's like they're zooming out from each individual swallow to see the bigger picture of what the person is doing over those 90 seconds.
Exactly. Within those 90-second windows, they found they could distinguish between activities with remarkable accuracy. We're talking about being able to tell whether someone was eating, sleeping, or even engaged in different levels of physical activity, all from those subtle neck movements.
It's pretty amazing to think that something as simple as swallowing can reveal so much about our activities.
It is. But the researchers didn't stop there. They went a step further with a third step in their analysis, meal spotting.
So how did they go from these short bursts of activity to actually identifying full meals?
This is where the algorithm gets really clever. It merges those short windows where eating was detected, basically smoothing out the data and filtering out any brief snack breaks. What you're left with are these extended periods of eating activity, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It sounds incredibly complex to isolate those longer meals from all the data collected over an entire day. But did it actually work? How effective was this neck band at recognizing what people were actually doing?
The researchers tested their system with three participants who wore the neck band for 3 days straight. They went about their normal lives, eating meals, having snacks, working, and everything else.
So real-world testing then, not just in a controlled lab environment.
That's right. And the results were surprisingly good. The system achieved an accuracy of 84.4% in recognizing five distinct states, eating, sleeping, and three different levels of physical activity, all within those short 1.5-minute windows.
That's impressive on its own. But what about those longer meals they were trying to pinpoint?
That's where the results get even more interesting. They were able to successfully identify 24 out of 25 large meals. It really speaks to the power of this approach, being able to derive meaningful information from seemingly insignificant movements.
This technology seems like it has some major implications. I'm already imagining its potential in a whole range of areas, from monitoring our diet and physical activity to maybe even detecting early warning signs of health problems.
You're right to think about those applications. Imagine the possibilities for managing conditions that affect swallowing, or even for providing personalized dietary guidance based on someone's real-time eating patterns. The potential is huge.
It makes you wonder what other hidden signals our bodies might be giving off, and how technology might be able to help us interpret them in the future.
Precisely. This research is really just the beginning. As we develop even more sophisticated sensors and algorithms, who knows what we might uncover about ourselves simply by listening to those subtle cues from our own bodies.
This technology has the potential to really change how we understand human behavior. But realistically, having everyone wear neck sensors might not be the most practical thing. So where does this technology go from here? What does the future hold?
That's the big question, isn't it? And while a neck band might not be everyone's fashion choice, the fundamental ideas behind this research are really important. This work really opens up the door to investigating other subtle signals that our bodies generate.
What other applications beyond eating and activity do you see for this kind of technology?
When you think about all the physiological processes our necks are involved in, the possibilities are pretty expansive. Imagine being able to monitor sleep patterns in even greater detail, detecting tiny shifts in breathing or muscle tension that could signal stress, or even tracking speech patterns in individuals who have difficulty vocalizing.
It's amazing to think how much information we might be able to glean just from the neck.
It really highlights the potential of looking beyond the obvious, of searching for those hidden patterns in our physiology that could reveal incredible insights into our health and well-being.
This has been a fascinating deep dive. It seems we've only just scratched the surface of what wearable technology might be capable of in the future.
We have. As we continue to refine these technologies and unlock the secrets contained within our everyday movements, there's a world of incredible discoveries waiting to be made. Perhaps one day, the most groundbreaking health insights won't come from complex medical devices, but from those quiet signals our bodies have been sending all along.
That's a really thought-provoking idea to end on. A huge thank you to our expert for walking us through this intricate world of unseen signals and what they might mean for the future.